That's Zach Williams, and our God, he is a chain breaker. Yeah, only God can break the chains of addiction in our lives. And there is a program training session coming up starting January the 8th in Thorpe, Wisconsin. It's called Almond Tree Freedom from Addiction Training Program. And on the phone with me this morning, we have Cindy Currier. She is one of the leaders with the program, and she's going to tell us more about it, who it's for, and how we can take part in the program. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the Almond Tree Freedom from Addiction Training Program. Who is it for?
The training program itself is for people who have loved ones or people who want to mentor others who have problems with addiction. And that's any type of addiction, not just substance abuse. It's porn addictions, food addictions, drug addictions, alcohol addictions. So it's a combination of both, people that want to help their loved ones and learn how to do that, or people that want to actually get deeper and become a leader and go more into the ministry of helping others. And again, we don't fix people. God is the one who fixes them. We redirect them to the Lord.
You know, I don't know of many families who have not been impacted in one way or another by addiction. I know our family has, and so many have. How did you personally get involved in the Almond Tree program?
I come from a background of addiction myself. We were dirt poor. It's a long story. I'm not going to get into my whole history. Kind of like a Job-like life in many ways, but I was more of a street addict. At 9, I was smoking cigarettes, 10, smoking pot. By 12, I was dealing drugs, because then I found that by dealing drugs, I was able to eat, because we kind of lived off the street. And from there, it got worse, and so it went to more of a prescription drug addiction. And from there, the Lord put a couple people that mentored me at Valley Brook, and it was pretty cool because they just stepped up beside me and helped me to see who God created me to be instead of self-Satan in society. And they helped me to walk through so many things in my past that I was stuck on, not just the addictions, but everything. And then I ended up going to Faith Free Stanley and met with Brian Cole and Pastor Mike Thompson. And they mentored me even further and they and equipped me. I got to go through the theology program. They helped me to become equipped so I could become a prayer-based counselor. And so I got in really involved with the Almond Tree program and did the training with Brian Cole and got the certification there and turned around and the elders were in agreement that this was an excellent program. And so then we started up small groups, Saturday group at Faith Free from 6 to 8. And so we ended up, and that's for people with addictions themselves. And then the Lord took it a step further and wanted me to get out of my boat. And,
He does and that, walk. Doesn't he? We get nice and comfy and he calls us out.
And he wants me to step up and step out, and I try to, sometimes I begrudgingly do that, but I try to follow what he leads, because I know he knows what's best. And so then he started more with, okay, the Lord has equipped me in many ways with some excellent leaders and excellent mentors, and he wanted me to turn around and equip others, is what he was putting in my heart. So then that's how the Almond Tree training came into place. Because I do love this program. It's a faith-based program, and we go through scripture upon scripture and redirect people to the Lord. Again, I don't fix people. We don't fix people, but God can. He is our hope. So we do the trainings. Tuesday nights coming up in at the Senior Center in Thorpe on January 8th. That's 3 weeks worth of that to get your certification. But we do go through the DVDs that Pamela Russell is the lady that wrote this program. We do go directly through the DVDs that she provides and get some training from her so that you understand the program and feel more equipped yourself. But again, this is for people that want to be leaders, want to just mentor others, want to help others, their loved ones, et cetera, that have issues with addictions.
Now, Cindy, thank you for sharing your story, because I think it gives a lot of us hope that God is able to take a broken life, and He is able to redeem, and He's able to restore, and He's able to use what we go through to help other people who are going through similar situations. And that's, you know, that's what we see Him doing in your life. And yeah. I think, you know, coming out of the holidays, you know, for families who have addiction somewhere in their family tree, you know, a lot of us have dealt with that over the holidays and those broken lives and the hurt and the pain and the chaos that it can bring to a family. And, you know, we're looking for hope. And this program sounds like a very powerful program, because, again, it's turning to God, and I believe that God, from our own personal experience, is the only one who can break the chains of addiction.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me how strong those chains can be in a person's life, and how... Yeah, and how that addiction, whatever it is they're addicted to, can become more important than life itself and more important than family and other things. So it's the Almond Tree Freedom from Addiction Training Program. It's going to be held on 3 consecutive Tuesdays starting January 8th. So it'll be the 8th of January, the 15th, and the 22nd. You'll be going through the Almond Tree DVDs. There's a cost for the workbook. The workbook fee is $20, but you'll have that manual and then come out of that with a certificate. And again, it's designed to help people who have loved ones or who want to help other people who are struggling with addiction. Correct, Cindy?
Yes.
And then you also have other programs through Almond Tree that help people actually struggling with addiction. Tell us a little bit about those.
We have, actually Pamela Russell wrote several manuals. Kind of one is to actually deal with anger. So we sometimes will deal one-on-one with people that have anger issues as well. But the two programs, we have two substance abuse programs, well, not just substance abuse, any addiction. We call it Freedom from Addiction, and the Lord is the one who sets us free. But we've got a Saturday night at Faith Free in Stanley at 6 to 8 o'clock. Every Saturday we meet as a group, and then we also have one-on-one counseling for people that want more of a one-on-one counseling for their addictions. And then we'll be starting up on the 29th at Thorpe, the Senior Center in Thorpe. And that'll be still a Tuesday night, right after the trainings. There's 3 trainings in January. Then right after that, we're starting up another addictions group, support group, from 6 to 8 every Tuesday then. And that will just be continuous. We don't usually miss many weeks at all. If you can come, you can come. If you want further training, we have leaders who will work with you. But the group is kind of nice so that you can understand and hear what others go through and the problems that they have. Because we're not perfect. This isn't a perfect world. But I have seen Him break the chains, and even in myself and in other people. And it's all the Lord. It truly is. And, you know, and we've got, if you really want to be set free, you know, and want somebody to talk to or mentor you, please come, because the Lord is the one who fixes people. We just redirect you to the Lord.
So it's not one of those groups where you're just sitting around all night just talking about your problems and your struggles.
No,
you're redirecting to the Lord, who is the answer and who is the chain breaker in our lives. Just briefly, what have you seen? I know you alluded to it, but what have you seen God do through the Almond Tree program in people's lives?
It's like watching people come alive for the first time in their lives, and to understand who God created them to be, and that they no longer, they get their identity sometimes from their addiction instead of from the Lord. And so when they start finding out who God created them to be, with the different gifts the Lord gives you and the different talents that the Lord gives you, and that He created you just to be who you are, and they start realizing that they don't need that addiction, and they start, the Lord starts filling them up. He fills that hole in their soul with Jesus. And it's just cool to see these people start coming alive. And we aren't 100% successful, but like the Lord does, if he goes after the one,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really awesome to see people have joy and peace, even though it doesn't mean necessarily, especially even just being a Christian, that everything's, you know, roses or anything else, but to have a peace through the storm and learn how to deal with the troubled times instead of turning to addiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what I've seen in people, you know, how they do come alive. And some of the hardest people that have been really low, I mean, not just people with street addictions. I see a lot of people with, from our professional side of things, you know, that hide it even more
mm-hmm.
than people that have street addictions, because they feel like they should have their act all together.
Mm-hmm.
And that they should be fine. And even if they're Christians, that you don't admit sometimes that you have a problem. And yet that's what the Lord wants us to do, is confess to each other so that we can pray for one another and we can be the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's just so vital. But I do see, and it's the Lord. It's completely the Lord who's working in these people's lives. And then that's why we keep redirecting them to the Lord, so then they can rely on him, not on us, but on the Lord.
Yeah, and he's the only one that is sufficient and powerful enough, like we said,
yes.
to break these chains of addiction
yes.
and to restore and to redeem the broken life. And that's what God does, and God is able to do that. Cindy, thank
yes.
you for sharing your story.
Love
thank
that.
You for sharing about the ministry. Again, if you have a loved one who is chained by addiction, there's going to be the Almond Tree Freedom from Addiction Training Program, or even if you are interested in helping others who are struggling with addiction, the training sessions will be held on 3 consecutive Tuesdays during the month of January, the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd at the Thorpe Senior Center in Thorpe, Wisconsin. And then there are other meetings that take place throughout the year. And you can find out all about that on the Praise Network Community Calendar. The calendar is on the mobile app as well as on our website at praisenetwork.com. Again, Cindy is living proof that there is hope beyond addiction. And the Almond Tree program sounds like a great program to help people and redirect people to the Lord instead of to whatever it is they're addicted to, as a way to find hope and freedom in Jesus Christ. Cindy, thank you again for all that you're doing. We appreciate it. And keep us updated.
Thank you.
You have new classes and new meetings coming up in the future.
Yes, I will, definitely. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Again, you can find out more about the Almond Tree program and the upcoming training sessions on the Praise Network Community Calendar, on the Praise Network mobile app, and online at praisenetwork.com. Happy New Year to you, Cindy. I pray that God will use you in a mighty way to help people overcome the chains of addiction and find that true freedom in Jesus Christ.
Amen.